Interesting insight into what we're funding more of when it comes to tertiary study. Tertiary Education Commission hands out money for piano tuning as of next year, or more money for piano tuning, also scaffolding they're into, but there's no more money for primary teaching, which has raised quite a few eyebrows. It's also told the polytechs and unis to lift their pass rates. Now, Managing Director of CB.co.nz, Tom O'Neill's with us on this. Tom, morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bain.
Now, see, piano tuning was always going to be an issue, wasn't it? Because I know we're short of piano tuners in this country, and most of them are old and past retirement age. But why would there be no money for primary teachers, do you reckon?
Look, for me, this just honestly blows me away. I mean, I know a personal story. So I just did some, wrote a CV recently for a teacher who's moving to Australia because they can get double pay, effectively, move to certain parts of Australia where there's incentives for moving. And straight away, they're earning, you know, he said literally double pay moving to, you know, certain parts of Australia. Mm. Why would you stay? And particularly if you're now getting a signal that the government doesn't care.
It does seem weird. I can't explain it. You can't explain it either.
Oh, absolutely. That is beyond belief. I mean, you know, look, I mean, sure, you know, piano tuners, you know, good on them. You know, it's great to have them, I'm sure. But I've used teachers a lot more than I've ever used piano tuners
that part is true. Although scaffolding's important when it comes to things like construction. Do jobs, do you think, part of the issue, could it be solved by immigration? So we've got a pile of people flooding into the country. Some of them will be teachers, some of them, you know what I'm saying? So we'll solve the skills gap with immigration.
Well, you know, immigration's great, absolutely. And, you know, for people coming over to New Zealand who want to serve in, you know, these areas, wonderful. But why are we not, you know, training our own? What about a young person in New Zealand who wants to become a primary teacher? Again, they're being sent a signal that actually, look, you know, we'll just rely on other people to rock on over and, you know, maybe look at something else for a career.
Then we come to the problem of the pass rate. In telling them, the universities, to increase the pass rate, what are you doing there? Making people work harder or do better, or are you lowering the standards, therefore more people pass?
Look, I see it like this. There's two options to increase learner success. One, everyone in New Zealand gets better at teaching in 3 months. Or B, you drop the level of testing so more students qualify. You know, I mean, that's really the only two options. And, you know, my concern is over time, you know, are we starting to not be respected internationally over the medium term? Because now it's a lot easier to get a degree or a certificate or a diploma.
Yeah, very well said, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom O'Neill, Employment Expert, Managing Director of CV.co.nz.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.